It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Once again, Pastor Mbofu, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to be our pastor this week.
Afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much, Mfundis. We're talking about grace versus works today. In Christianity, there is this tug of war between grace and works. And so we're talking about that. Just define the two, one in contrast with the other, Mfundis.
Yes. What's that? Sorry, come again. I didn't first part.
I'm saying today we're talking about grace versus works. The idea of salvation by grace is a central tenet in Christianity. And so we'd like to understand how grace works, or grace and works work one in tandem with the other, one against the other. Which one comes first? Which one is what? Just give us first the definitions of these two. What do we mean when we speak of grace, and what do we mean when we speak of works, and how these two work together?
Yes, thank you very much. I think in a biblical context, when we are talking about grace, talking about salvation, we are talking about the act of God toward us, just like we tried to explain yesterday.
Yeah.
And when we talk about works, we now talk about the attempt by man to save himself from sin.
Okay.
So, that would be works.
So what is the relationship then between grace and works, and how do they both factor into religious doctrine and theology?
Okay. Yeah, there are two views from my understanding. There are two views which come in this way. There are works of men which are not good. The works of men are not good. If man thinks that by works he can attain salvation, okay? But if the works of men are a result of the grace of God that has been received, like we said yesterday, if the works of men are a result of the grace of God that has been received, then those works are no longer of man per se. It's God working through man to produce good works. And those works are not for salvation, but are because somebody has accepted the grace of God. You are already with Christ in you, the hope of glory. So it's God acting in you to produce those good works.
Okay.
Yes. So those are two different elements. Works as to buy salvation, and works as a result of the grace of God abiding in me.
Okay. So is salvation solely a result of God's grace, or are works also necessary to earn salvation?
Works will never be necessary to earn salvation. Like yesterday, we referred to a text which I can quickly go even today. I want to read that one. That question is very important. We read from Ephesians here, Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8 and 9. It says here, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves."
Yeah.
That means to say we can't produce it by our works. It is the gift of God. It's not end.
Yeah.
It's just a gift given. Yeah.
Okay.
Verse number 9. Not of works. Not of works, meaning the works of man. Salvation is not of the works of man. There is nothing that can be done by man to bring God down on the cross of Calvary, to die on the cross of Calvary. There is nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing that man can do. Yes, it's just an act of grace, an act of grace, an act of grace by God giving us this gift of salvation. The verse says, "Not of works." Verse 9, "Lest any man should boast."
Yeah.
Yes. So somebody would say, "I'll do this so that I'm saved." See that? And God in his omniscient, you know, God in his, you know, foreknowledge, foresaw that and provided this thing for free. Salvation is for free. And there is nothing that man can do to earn grace, because all the works and the acts of men are evil.
Continually.
Yes, continually. Yes, yes. That's a good adjective that you're putting. That's not evil continually. So how can a man who is so evil be able to redeem himself from evilness, if there is anything like that?
Right.
Yes, you see that. So we in our predicament of being in sin, in this challenge of producing evil things, evil works, evil activities every time, we needed somebody who has a different kind of a situation, if you like, a different kind of a nature, who produces good things. It's like putting the negative and the positive so that you have electricity.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. If man were to save himself, that would mean to say there is no salvation.
Yeah.
Because man cannot save himself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like a drowning person trying to, you know, help himself out of the sea.
Yeah.
It's impossible. But you see now, the good works of man become important when man has accepted the grace of God.
Okay.
You see, this man now has Jesus in him, the grace of God, the love of God abiding in the person. Then we begin to see good works. The one who was a thief is no longer a thief. The one who was a murderer is no longer a murderer. It's not because he has done something to himself. No, it's because the grace of God has brought Jesus into the life. And Jesus is now commanding the activities of this life.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's
so
how far I understand.
How can we reconcile then the need for good works with the idea that we are saved purely by grace alone?
Yes, the good works have no place when we are talking about salvation. The good works are a result of salvation. Because when we are justified, you know, because this grace of God brings us justification, all right? And when we are made right with God, I was a thief, for example, I was a thief before I knew about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I am in Christ, Christ tells me that I should not steal. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So as I do not steal, I am not trying to earn salvation.
Yeah.
It's because I have already received salvation in Christ.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So the good works are a product of salvation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I know there may be some who may not have met with Jesus, who may seem to be doing good works here and there. Then the question may be, how is that possible that somebody can do good works without accepting Christ?
Right.
That may be the question. Yes, you know, naturally, a human being was created in God's image.
Mm.
In God's image. Yes. We do have the endowments of godliness in us. Like Jeremiah would help us to remember that the law of God is even written in our hearts, meaning to say, even our conscience, as it was created by God, is able to tell us that which is wrong and that which is good.
Right.
So the grace of God, when I receive it, it fortifies that which is already in my conscience. It strengthens that.
Mm.
Then I live by the grace of God.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So how can we avoid then falling into the trap of believing that we can earn our salvation through good works alone?
The best way to avoid that is to remember that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We only have one Savior, Jesus, who did not sin. All human effort is not adequate,
right,
to save. Yeah, all human effort. Even if we had no, even if we had no sin, as to say, if we have somebody who has not sinned, born in a particular tribe in this world,
right,
say, hey, this person has never sinned since birth, now he's at the age of 15 or 20 years,
yeah,
can that be our savior? No. No, that person can't be our savior.
Okay.
Because all of us who came from the veins of Adam,
right,
all of us who came from the veins of Adam, we are sinful. Even if we don't have to commit sin to be sinful, we are naturally sinners.
Mm.
Yes, without even acting in a way that, you know, is unbecoming, we are already somehow condemned or condemnable before God. But when we are in Christ, there is no condemnation, you see, because there is salvation in Christ.
Okay. So my final question is, how can we strike a balance between accepting God's grace and striving to live a life that is pleasing to God?
Okay, yes. Living a life that is pleasing to God can never be an attempt that I do myself. The best thing that I can do is to allow Christ to come into my life. All right?
Yeah.
And as I receive Jesus as my Savior, I'm justified before God. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. Just to say, yes, Jesus, come into my life, command the dictates of my heart every
right.
day. Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Then by so doing, the chapter is closed. I will live a life that is pleasing before God. Accepting Christ in my life is the best thing that a person can do to
right.
please God.
Right. Okay. Wow. All right.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to leave it right there. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate your insights and your perspective. We'll talk tomorrow as we still navigate our way around the concept of grace. Pastor Krem and both have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you. God bless you, my dear.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Are you in need of prayer and support?